Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff.
Plenty of sunshine today and warm temperatures. We're making a run at near 90 degrees. It's going to be a toasty one out there. Overnight temperatures will be in the 60s. It'll be very mild tomorrow. More of the same with upper 80s. I do think tomorrow we could see a couple of storms into the evening as our next cold front comes through. It doesn't look too widespread. We'll keep an eye out for that, though. On Wednesday, behind the front, not too big of a difference. Temperatures just knocked down into the low 80s briefly on Wednesday, back in the mid to upper 80s on Thursday. I'm 70s meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 61 in Waldorf, 62 in Tysons, and 64 at L'Enfant Plaza.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up.
New today, pro-Palestinian protesters on George Washington University's campus have retaken University Yard. We'll have a live report coming up in 3 minutes. The Secretary of State is in the Middle East today to start another diplomatic mission.
It'll be hot today. Could be record hot. I'm Neil Eikenstein.
I could tell the difference.
Reaction to an emergency juvenile curfew at National Harbor. I'm Shana Stulen.
7 o'clock on WTOP.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with new diplomatic efforts in the Middle East. Secretary of State Blinken's just spoken in Riyadh.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
The BBC's Yoland Nell.
There is some new wording apparently in this suggesting something about a restoration of sustainable calm and saying that's the first time in nearly 7 months that we've had Israeli officials ready to talk about an end to the war.
Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protests continue to spread to more college campuses here in the U.S. Virginia Tech police began removing demonstrators early this morning. This student vowed to continue on.
So I'm here because I'm a human with empathy, and I have no conditions to my empathy. If I see a chance to stand up against injustice, I'm going to do it at all costs. No law, no nothing can stop me.
More food will be getting into Gaza after a tragic turn of events.
Nearly a month after six of its Western workers and a Palestinian colleague died in targeted drone strikes on their convoy, World Central Kitchen says it will resume operations in Gaza, even though it says it's received no concrete assurances that Israeli defense forces won't repeat the same mistake. This time, though, the team will be staffed by Palestinian aid workers. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
At least four deaths are reported after twisters tore through Oklahoma. Among those deaths, an infant. Homes and businesses were destroyed in hard-hit Sulphur Springs.
Devastated.
Never seen anything like this, for sure.
And I just literally saw all the window implode straight to me. Then the water started coming in, and I thought, I'm going to die here.
12 counties across the state are now under a state of emergency. Our first CBS News battleground tracker of 2024 shows Donald Trump with a slight lead over President Biden in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Biden, a couple of points ahead in the swing state of Michigan. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
In each of these states, when voters were asked how you feel about these candidates, worried was the top descriptor chosen for both President Biden and Donald Trump.
Today, Vice President Harris is in Atlanta, kicking off a series of events focused on the economy. Mr. Trump travels to Wisconsin and Michigan Wednesday. Major League Baseball players may only have to deal with those pesky new uniforms for one season. The Athletic reports that after months of complaints, Nike will fix the see-through factor, weak seams that have torn open on the field, and it'll bring back larger lettering on jersey tops. But the redos won't be ready until next year. S&P futures up 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
7:03 on Monday, April 29th. We're at 65 degrees already. Going to be summer-like today with highs around 90. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. More on the weather coming up. But first, pro-Palestinian protesters at George Washington University have retaken University Yard this morning, taking down metal barriers put in place to keep them out. It's now day five of ongoing protests at the university as demonstrations over the war in Gaza continue at colleges nationwide. WTOP's Lynn Bowie is at GW this morning and joins us live with the latest. Lynn?
Michelle, John, good morning. So yes, the university wants demonstrators to leave this encampment here at University Yard, and they set up all of these metal barriers to try to reduce the amount of space they had. They said that safety was a concern. They said it was disruptive to the rest of the university. That is why so many protesters then spilled out onto 8th Street between 20th and 21st Streets, shutting down the street. Police still have it blocked off this morning, setting up their tents here instead. But apparently overnight, there was a call to action by the protest organizers, and all the protesters ripped down the metal barriers. They piled them up in the center of University Yard. There's a huge stack right now with signs and flags. And then they set up more tents, now covering the entire yard. I counted about 100 tents out here this morning when you count 8th Street as well as University Yard. So the president of GW has said that she wants everyone to leave immediately. She wants them to move to a different park a few blocks away called Anniversary Park. But the protesters have told us over the weekend numerous times that they will not be leaving until their demands are met. Michelle, John.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. Meanwhile, that other story we were just telling you about, the other big story, is the heat. It could break records today. And WTOP's Neil Augenstein has more.
Today could be our first 90-degree day of the season. Typically, we don't see our first 90-degree day till probably the second week of May, so we're definitely ahead of schedule.
7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegrift says the good news is the humidity will be low.
While it'll be hot, yes, it's not going to be a very steamy heat. It'll be more of a dry heat.
Only a light breeze, but not the oppressive heat that we'll get later in July and August. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
The first 3 days of an emergency weekend curfew for young people at National Harbor are in the books. It requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them between the hours of 5 p.m. and 6 a.m., starting Friday evenings and ending Monday mornings. So how did the first weekend go? WTOP's Shayna Estulin was there.
At first, I was kind of disturbed, and I was like, why is this a curfew? Are they kind of maybe targeting a certain group?
Jill Bullock from Prince George's County says she had second thoughts given surging crime in the DMV.
We hate to keep the young folks out, but if they're the ones causing the problems and they don't have their parents and guardians around, then it's the best thing.
Dolores, general manager at Spice Store Pepper Palace, says she didn't see as many teens out this weekend, perhaps because of Saturday's wet weather.
When it rains, a lot of people aren't going to want to come out.
She says a better long-term solution would be building more community centers in the area so kids don't get bored and they stay out of trouble. Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
Welcoming a new baby is supposed to be a happy time, but thousands of women in the U.S. deal with mental health struggles after giving birth, and few get the help they need. WTOP's Gigi Barnett has more on an upcoming day of support for new moms.
Jennifer Davis remembers the mood swings, loneliness, and sadness shortly after leaving the hospital with her daughter 11 years ago.
It was mostly anxiety and intrusive thoughts.
7 years later, it happened again with her son. She now knows she was battling postpartum mental health disorders.
I was suffering silently.
Davis is now part of a nonprofit group that supports new moms called Postpartum Support International. It's joining in on World Maternal Mental Health Day on Wednesday. Wendy Davis is the group's president.
Over 800,000 women are experiencing some kind of pregnancy or postpartum mood disorders, and only about 25% of them get any help at all. We really want to change that.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Still ahead here on WTOP.
Raising kids is expensive. Parents also overspend. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
What if AI could help your agency deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your agency can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your agency. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
7:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
hesitated there for a second. We have traffic and weather on the 8s. I do know that Rita Kessler is in the traffic center.
I certainly am, and I'm ready to talk about traffic. Okay. If we're here in Virginia on 66, eastbound delays. Adaminas is headed past 234 Business, and then you're going to find the delay before the Fairfax County Parkway headed past Route 50. The crash should be out of the roadway to the right, but now a second crash near 123 is reported along the right side as well, and then it looks good to the Beltway. Northbound 123 is still crawling, trying to make your way toward Burke Lake Road and Clifton Road. That's the scene of the truck fire activity. At one point, all traffic had been stopped trying to put the fire out. They may be doing some cleanup there. Northbound 95 delays passing 610 from Dale City into Woodbridge and in Lorton. Then 395 slows in Springfield off and on, making your way to King Street. After that, it looks good, even heading on to the 14th Street Bridge. It is the northbound George Washington Parkway in a delay after the Key Bridge, after Spout Run, trying to make your way through the scenic overlooks with nothing reported. Now, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound after 197 was a report of a wreck. We did have a report of a vehicle fire northbound after 197, but that may have cleared. That southbound delay, however, is from 198, so that's a pretty solid backup there. Coming from southbound 95, delays from 212 headed onto the inner loop, passing Route 1 in College Park. Outer loop delays from 95 headed around past 29 Colesville Road toward Georgia Avenue, and southbound 270 slows approaching Route 80 off and onto 109. Then from Father Hurley Boulevard and stretches toward Montgomery Village Avenue. After that, it looks good all the way to the lane divide. Onto either loop of the Beltway. In the District Canal Road at Foxhall Road, the left lane was blocked with the crash. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
It's going to be a toasty one today. Make sure you don't overdo it. Sunglasses, sunscreen. Yeah, that SPF is important. 90 degrees or so this afternoon. That is definitely early for this time of year. As we head into the evening, temperatures in the 60s, just some scattered clouds, very mild evening headed our way. Tomorrow, upper 80s, maybe a few degrees less, but by late in the day, a few showers or storms possible as a frontal system comes across our area. That'll be a sign that temperatures will shift a little bit for Wednesday, but still warm, low 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
62 in DuPont Circle and 62 in Annandale. 56 in Germantown this morning, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. A new report finds employers are getting a bit of a break on employee salaries this year. The survey by professional services firm Mercer, published in the Washington Business Journal, shows the average merit increases have only grown 3.3% so far in 2024, not the 3.5% that companies had projected last November. Another measure trending down is promotions, as companies now are expecting to promote 8% of their workforce this year compared to just over 10% last year. Lauren Mason of Mercer says employers are witnessing a welcome relief on wage pressures as compensation budgets inch closer to pre-pandemic norms.
Raising kids is expensive, and WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says many parents admit they didn't know what they were getting into.
3 in 4 parents say having and raising children has been far more expensive than they expected. The LendingTree survey found parents with kids under 18 spent an average $12,000 a year per child. The top 3 expenses are food, childcare, and clothing.
Yeah. Overall, 45% of parents admit they felt the need to overspend on their child to keep up with other parents.
Coming up here on WTOP, a local synagogue vandalized over the weekend. 7:12.
Who works hard every day to keep energy affordable, reliable, and sustainable for their customers? It's how they deliver more than energy. Learn more at pepco.com/morethanenergy.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen are small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud.
is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Coming up, if you're planning a trip to a national park this summer, you will need to plan ahead. We'll explain. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Matt Bibbo, general manager at BMW of Sterling. There's a perception that repair costs at a BMW store can be too expensive. Stop already with the too expensive. Make sure to ask about value service. That's BMW's way of lowering repair expenses to compete with independent shops and repair facilities. You get factory-trained technicians, manufacturer parts with warranties, complimentary loaner cars, and lower costs. Ask about value service to learn about the significant savings that are available to you. Come see us at BMW of Sterling or visit us at BMWofSterling.com.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops, and Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It is 7:15.
Vandals have targeted a sign in front of a Rockville synagogue. Temple Beth Ami says in a post on Facebook, a banner it's displayed for years that says, "We stand with Israel," was defaced with red spray paint in an attempt to replace Israel with Palestine. It's believed to have happened between Saturday night and Sunday morning at the temple on Travilla Road. Rabbi Gary Pockris tells NBC4.
Really grateful to live in a country that enshrines free speech, and that includes the right to protest passionately, and it includes public discourse and debate. Whoever did this doesn't want debate, doesn't want public discourse. They want to shut us down.
The synagogue plans to put up a new banner as soon as possible.
D.C.-based World Central Kitchen is resuming its work to provide food to the people of Gaza as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. It comes nearly a month after seven of its workers were killed in an Israeli strike there. The nonprofit's CEO says the group is restarting efforts to get as much food into Gaza as possible by land, air, or sea. In a statement released yesterday, the group says it has trucks loaded with nearly 8 million meals ready to enter Gaza through the Rafah crossing. The Israeli military has apologized for its mistaken attack on the aid workers and has changed its rules of operation. But World Central Kitchen is still demanding an impartial international investigation into what happened.
7:17.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. If you're thinking of visiting a U.S. national park this summer, you'd better plan ahead, starting now. At many parks, your entrance may require a reservation, and not just for a particular day, but for a specific time in that day. The timed reservation requirement will be enforced at Arches National Park, at Yosemite, and the reservations rule also will be active at Glacier National Park, Mount Rainier National Park, and Rocky Mountain National Park. And just because you want to make a reservation at some parks, there's no guarantee you'll actually get one. At Zion National Park in Utah, it's a lottery system that controls who gets the reservations. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Want to skip the long lines and cramped airplane seats this summer? Then go where you want, when you want, with no limits. That's the freedom of an RV. Go RVing has everything you need to plan an unforgettable RV adventure. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
Protests over the war in Gaza continue today at George Washington University. Even after calls from the university president for people to wrap it up, we'll have a live report from the scene.
You won't need your jacket today. Temperatures are expected to break heat records.
And cleanup after deadly tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma and elsewhere over the weekend.
Keep it here. We'll have full details in the minutes ahead.
7:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. The issues from Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, let's start out in Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Southbound, the delays from 198 passing 197, where we had a report of a wreck. Southbound 95 is slow before 212, trying to head on to the inner loop of the Beltway, passing Route 1 in College Park. Your outer loop delay is before New Hampshire Avenue, headed toward Georgia Avenue. While southbound 270, the delay is between 85 and 80, then out of Urbana, headed toward 109, and again from Father Hurley Boulevard, solid toward Montgomery Village Avenue, where we had a report of a crash, possibly along the right side. Then it looks good to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. In Virginia, inner loop delay is coming out of Springfield, headed past 236, and out of Tysons, headed past Georgetown Pike. Eastbound 66 slows through Manassas. Then you'll find the delays from the Fairfax County Parkway, headed past Route 50. The wrecks, both the one near 50 and the one closer to 123, should be over on the right shoulder. We're still seeing a major backup on northbound 123, now before Lee Chapel Road, trying to head toward Burk Lake Road and Clifton Road. You are under authority direction for the vehicle fire cleanup. While in the district, Canal Road at Foxhall Road, the left lane was blocked both ways with the crash. Southbound DC 295 had the delay coming from Eastern Avenue passing East Capitol Street. I-295 northbound just slows passing Laboratory Road, and the inbound Suitland Parkway delays from Alabama Avenue in stretches trying to make your way toward Firth Sterling. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff is here along with John, and I have a story before we get to the forecast, happened to me over the weekend.
Okay. These are always
Let's
good.
Okay. I've spoken about it before that we have a lakefront cabin, my husband and I, in Pennsylvania on a very small lake. We bought a new pontoon boat, okay? It's very exciting. We got to get in it on Friday for the first time when it was delivered.
Party time.
This was this is a boat with an electric motor. We were told it was fully charged. After 2 hours on the water.
I see where this is going.
Yeah, after 2 hours on the water, it died, and we were stranded on the far shore. Now, this is about a football field and a half away from our cabin and our dock. So my husband got off the boat into a wooded area on the far side, gathered up some big branches about 6 feet long, piled them onto our new boat, and we had to use them Huckleberry Finn style to basically as poles to get back
fancy gondola
away across to the other side.
Wait, you said your husband got off the boat just casually, like he had to jump in the water.
He had to jump in the water and get into this wooded area.
Off the boat, he got in the water.
Oh yeah, he got a little bit wet. It could have been worse. He may have had to swim and pull the boat across. And luckily the lake is so shallow; it's only about 6 feet. So this could have been a lot worse. But
you could have slept under the stars and waited for a rescue.
He had enough beverages. No issue at all.
It was so embarrassing, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Well, I mean, next time if you invite me out on the boat, I'm going to bring my extra Ryobis, I guess.
I'd appreciate that.
Oh my goodness. Well, that was my weekend. Seems way less eventful for sure.
Same.
Today, just take a chill, I guess, and relax. It's going to be a hot one today, near 90. Yesterday was 84. Today, near 90 degrees. It's going to be a toasty afternoon, but the humidity remains in check. Plenty of sunshine, SPF, hydrate. You know all the drills. 60s tonight. Tomorrow, upper 80s, maybe not quite 90. A hit or miss shower or storm possible by evening. And then for the day on Wednesday, low to mid 80s. Low to mid 80s as well on Thursday. Maybe some cooler weather by Friday and heading into the weekend. So all in all, the weather forecast giving a little preview of summertime. It's 63 right now for our friends in Clarksburg, 57 Manassas Park, Leonardtown right now, checking in at 63.
All right, thank you, Brian. It's 7:22.
You're listening to WTOP News.
And many people who have trouble hearing do not wear hearing aids. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports that could be shortening lives.
A study of just under 2,000 people with hearing loss over 20 years found that wearing hearing aids can reduce the risk of death by over 24%.
That's a pretty big number.
Dr. Brittany Omitz, an audiologist with Anne Arundel Audiology in Maryland, on the University of Southern California study. She says the problem is,
if you aren't treating your hearing loss, you are increasing the rate of your cognitive decline.
It can also lead to an increased risk of depression and make falls more likely. A stigma with wearing the devices has people in their 80s less likely to wear them, but that's changing as folks in their 60s are more open to them, helping with that.
Prescription devices are really, really discreet now.
Plus, she says they have cooler features like Bluetooth built in. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Philips has reached a $1.1 billion settlement in the U.S. related to its sleep apnea medical devices. In 2021, Philips issued a recall of its breathing aid machines following reports that an internal sound dampening foam could degrade, spurring concerns it could release harmful gases or particles into the lungs of users. As part of the settlement, Philips has not admitted any fault or liability or that any injuries were caused by its Respironics devices.
The celebration is over for the Queen of Pop.
Madonna wrapped her celebration tour this weekend in Mexico City with a special appearance by actress Selma Hayek. She wore a Frida Kahlo-inspired outfit as a guest judge during Vogue. Madonna's career-spanning tour got a late start last fall after the pop star suffered a serious bacterial infection. But she played more than 50 shows in more than two dozen cities. She's got one show left, but it's a free show in Brazil next Saturday. About 2 million fans are expected to attend. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next for the intelligence community.
Dave Preston, sounds like the Caps are eliminated. No more rooting for them for this season.
Well, you can still root for them, but it's not going to help.
It doesn't do any good.
They're not going to play any more games.
Rooting for next season.
It's always a short drive home to Arlington from Capital One Arena, but I played Journey's Parties Over, Hopelessly in Love with You multiple times on the way home just to get the elimination feeling out of
while
my
crying,
system.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Nothing wrong with that. Capitals fighting for their playoff lives against the New York Rangers last night, who used special teams to secure a sweep.
And the Caps trying to clear off the draw, can't but down. Panarin now for Fox. Cross ice, picked up here by Zibanejad. Fired, and they score. And Artemi Panarin, his second goal of the postseason.
John Walton on 1500 AM. Caps lose 4-2 as the Rangers tally three power play goals. Coach Spencer Carberry.
The special teams was such a big part of the series. And you got to give them credit. Like, those are five elite, world-class players. There's a reason they were the third best power play, and those guys have had tremendous seasons, so we're going to have to live with that.
Caps finished 2-for-17 on the power play in the series.